Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man. Bitch.
Do the show, bitch, indeed. Good morning. Put your heads right on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We sound cool, calm, and collected. We're not. We're running around like chickens with our heads cut off in here. What happens in the radio business, without fail, is that every Friday morning, your inbox goes ding, 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 with like all this stuff that you have to do. And so that's it. Every Friday, you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And you lose your mind.
It's the worst.
You got...
God forbid you ever go on a vacation.
There's nothing worse than a vacation in the radio business. Nothing. And I mean nothing. You can't even enjoy yourself. Because the days leading up to a vacation...
I'm like 10 commercials a day.
Hey, can you cut 775 spots for me? No, I can't. Do you know how hard it is? Can you send me some copy? I thought you could just go to the website and pull some bullet points.
No. Make it your own.
Make it your own! Woodsy, you did such a good job. Make it your own. How about I take this pen and I stab you in your arm, and then this is your pen. You made it your own.
I got a fidget spinner here. If you could just do a 30-second spot on that, make it your own.
Okay, here we go.
No
hey,
copy.
Are you stressed out at work? No problem. I've got your San Diego Padres official fidget spinner. Give it a listen. Literally. That's literally what Fridays are like in here. Hope you guys are doing well. It's been a phenomenal, phenomenal week here on the Ben and Woods program. I only hope that we can continue to deliver like we have this week for you, for us, honestly. Like, it's been so much fun in this room, back together in the studio. I am Woodsy. Ben Higgins is my co-host. He'll be along shortly. I have questions about a picture I saw on Twitter last night, posted by his wife, Shelley. Paul Reindl is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
I have questions about a tweet I saw from your wife, Megan, last night.
Should probably pull that up.
Okay, here it is. Our friend Carlos tweets, how's everyone doing tonight? Megan says, I have several complaints. Ryan says, drag Paul. Yeah. Megan says, I'm finishing his dinner as we speak. Or maybe you're finishing your dinner. So what did you do? Did you get in trouble for something?
I don't think so. I went to work, and then I came home and went to bed.
Okay. So you couldn't have screwed up too badly in that time.
You never know.
I would imagine.
I just pulled it up. I didn't see these last night. Finishing 9:44. I was still at work, so she was cooking dinner.
Oh, she cooked dinner?
Yeah.
What's that like?
With some delicious soyaki chicken. It's like a teriyaki sauce, like marinade.
Right.
Grilled chicken.
Oh, okay. When you said soyaki, I thought you meant like soy tofu.
No.
And I almost vomited in my mouth.
Soy
marinade, and teriyaki.
Teriyaki marinade.
Delicious.
Oh, dude. It's
Come on.
So good.
Come on. What, over with some veggies?
Throw it in a bowl with some brown rice and some broccoli.
Done.
All day long.
It's freaking delicious. I would eat it right now. Right now at 5:04.
Hell yes.
On a Friday morning. I had one of those, a good day yesterday. I had to take my little guy to the doctor just for a wellness check. And he had to get his flu shot, or his blue shot, as he called it. Dad, do I have to get a blue shot? Yep, you got to get a blue shot.
A blue shot.
Blue shot. And he, so they did like the, you know, they did like checked his nose and his ears and the whole thing. My little guy, Bo, a three-year-old checkup, no big deal.
I mean, that's got to be one of the worst things in your entire life, right? To take your three-year-old
Sucks.
To get a shot, like, he doesn't know what's happening or why it's happening. He's probably just looking at you like, Dada, don't you love me?
Why
are you letting this bad man shove a needle in my arm?
I tried to explain to him what the flu is, you know, and I said, look, when you get the flu, you vomit and you go poo-poo all over yourself. Really blow it up for him. Yeah, you poo-poo all over yourself, which he does anyway sometimes.
Does that sound that bad to him?
And I'm like, you don't want to get sick, right? And he's like, no. And I said, okay, we got to get your flu shot. And he goes, okay. And when she came in, dude, just the look of terror in his face, you know, you're just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And then you got to kind of hold him down a little bit. It was really, really quick. And then the best part about it was when we got him home and the way he was acting was like he got hit by a car. He was limping around the house. My wife and I, you don't want to laugh at him, but you want to.
He wasn't hurt. He was just selling it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Like father, like son. He was limping, Paul, after his blue shot. And he was like, I go, Bobo, do you want to go outside? He goes, no, I better rest. Oh, and he's sitting on the couch with a blanket on. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's me. It's me. Hannah said when he went to the bathroom, she heard him going, And I'm like, it's me. When I get sick, when I have a cold, if I have a cold, I lay in bed and I go, I moaned through it. He is my son. And it's really weird to watch your DNA at work. But he was great, man. He really was. He just is just the best kid. He is so funny. He floors me, man. Floors me with how funny he is. And yeah, he limped around on his tippy toes with his hurt leg. And then we got him to take a shower and he goes, Dad, I will burn my leg. It's going to hurt my leg. I go, no, you're fine, dude. You get in there. And then he goes, my leg feels better. I'm like, yeah, I knew it would. I knew it would. You're a tough kid. It was, you know, you think about parents that actually have to go through, like with really sick kids. My heart goes out to you because that is hard enough, just seeing your kid get a shot. Like, I took him to get a COVID test 6 months ago, and he looked at me like, I just took all of his favorite toys away and put him in a fire. Like, he was so upset. And, you know, there's parents out there with really, really sick kids, and my heart goes out to them. And I don't know how you do it. I really, really don't. It's got to be just impossible to see those little ones in so much pain. So that's a weird place to start on a Friday, I think, of all places and times to talk about sick children. But here we are. It's Ben and Woods. You never know what you're going to get.
You know, months later, it still makes me laugh when I think about stopping by your house one night and seeing Bo, and I said, hey, Bobo, how you doing? And he just goes, I got a COVID test.
I got a COVID test.
Very proud.
Very, very proud. And
very proud of his COVID test.
He's going to be bragging to all his friends today that he got his blue shot. So, yeah, we got a really great show for you today. Very excited to welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of years since we've talked to the great Shooter McGavin. I don't even know his real name. What is his real name? Chris McDonald.
Back to your shanties.
Go back to your shanties is one of the greatest lines in movie history. Go back to your shanties.
Go back to your shanties.
I also might have thought it in my head when I go to the driving range and there's 75,000 people there.
Go back to your shanties.
Waiting in line. And then I try to be sympathetic because you don't want to be the guy, Paulie. Like, if you're like the fit guy, you don't want to be the guy at the gym every year that's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, the new guys are at the gym. Oh, yeah, it must be those New Year's resolutions. They'll burn off. You don't want to make fun of somebody trying to improve themselves, right? And if you're at the driving range, that means you want to improve your golf game. I shouldn't make fun. It's an inner monologue. Okay, God, come on. Go back to your shanties. I need to hit here. But
back to your shanties.
Got some. We all have some Shooter McGavin in us, to be sure. So what time is he joining the program?
8:30.
That's how we're going to end the week.
Not bad.
Very excited. There's rumors going around that there may be a sequel to Happy Gilmore, which I'm all in favor for. I couldn't wait for that, if that's going to happen. So we'll ask him about that. Kind of talk to him about just what a... I got to imagine you play such a... let's call it what it is. It's an iconic role. That's an iconic role.
Yeah.
It's not Brando in The Godfather, but Shooter McGavin is an iconic role. I'm sorry. You can hate the movie. You can think it's silly. We're going to get Ben Higgins' review when he gets in, because he watched it yesterday.
Oh.
And... We're going to get his review when he gets in. And
oh, my God, I'm high.
And we'll see what Ben has to say about it. But I want to talk to him about what – it's got to be a beating at this point. When he's out with his family or, like, yeah, playing golf and somebody's like, Shooter, you eat pieces of ass for breakfast? Like, I guarantee you –
Shooter.
I guarantee you he gets worn out by it.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I don't want to call him like a one-hit wonder, because he's not. He's been in a lot of movies.
Dude, he's been in a
but
ton of
stuff. But that is easily his most recognizable role. He knows, it's like playing the hits. You know what I mean? We talk about it all the time. Bands know, like, they don't want to have to play the same song on every concert tour, but they have to do it because that's what people know. That's what people associate them with. Chris McDonald,
yeah,
is associated with Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, you
forever
just called him Shooter McGavin. Like, that's, yeah, what happens. There is something that's a good segue.
People
Paulie
have asked me, they said, is he coming on the show as Shooter McGavin or is, you know, the actor? I'm like, he's a human being. Like,
he's a literal, he's not really, you guys understand what a character is, right?
Oh,
that's a good segue, Paulie, because there's something that we did earlier in the week that we hadn't paid off yet. And we were doing a little bit of crowdsourcing because we wanted you, the tier one, wanted your opinions on this. I was at work, and I heard this awful song by Bob Seger, and it got me thinking, what is the worst song by some of the biggest and best legendary bands? Some people didn't understand the bit, and they were writing, like, the worst songs of all time.
Right.
I'm like, that band is a crappy band, so they have a crappy song. Bob Seger's not crappy at all.
I saw people saying, like, I'm Blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
Right, no, that band 65. Sucks.
I'm like, no. They aren't a legendary band.
Yeah. Even the legendary bands put out songs where you're like, oh, dude, that's far and away their worst song. So we had the tier ones tweet us.
I mean, like, I'm looking. I know. We're
let's rip
the
through
playlist.
Some of these.
I mean, we got big names.
Let's rip through. Give me the, just play it, and we'll rip through some of these. Ooh, that's good. Elton John. Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, England's Rose.
Wait, what?
May you ever.
Did you find a weird alternate version?
You are the greatest.
That is just Candle in the Wind.
I thought it was Goodbye, Norma Jean. Didn't he do like four versions
of this?
Have. For
this
anyone
one says
that dies.
Candle in the Wind, 1997.
He does this for anyone that passes away. He just. Bicycle, oh, God.
Bicycle, another legendary iconic.
Queen is
band.
Just iconic and amazing, and this song is just terrible. Bicycle,
I want to ride my bicycle.
This was when they're in their. We're very heavy into cocaine phase, I think.
They have a couple that I could probably submit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Fat Bottom Girls.
I like Fat Bottom
really?
Girls. Really? Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Next one.
I had forgotten this song existed.
I love Motley Crue. They were huge. This song is terrible. Hold on. Give me some. Hold on.
Up with your rules. Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school.
Terrible. Next.
Oh, my God.
God, that's awful. Next. Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop. Terrible.
Off one of the best albums ever made.
100%. This song is butt.
How about, I got some Billy Joel. And it was funny, me and my wife actually argued about which Billy Joel song was the worst.
There's
and
only
I go,
one that's...
I go, maybe Billy Joel's not as good as I thought. Like, if you're debating...
If you've got,
what
like, seven
worst...
shots... This is it, right? This has got to be it.
See, Megan said Start the Fire.
Start the Fire is terrible, too.
This song's just the worst.
She's been living in her uptown world.
You're not a backstreet guy. Awful. Awful. Oh, God. Def Leppard was one of the biggest bands in the world in the 80s. And then they put out this turd. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Straight garbage. Let's get right here. Hold on. Trash. Straight trash. Next.
I think they kind of got overplayed for me. I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Me too.
I hate this song.
Danny California?
Yeah.
There's only one reason I like it. It's the guitar solo. It's an homage to Jimi Hendrix. So that's the only reason I like. And I like the California Rest in Peace. I like...
With a name like Danny California.
Known in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a bum and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging hammer. I know every word. I played it 7,000 times also.
See, you added this one.
Oh, God. This is when you go see the Eagles and they start playing this. You're like, I'm going to go get beers and take a leak, maybe a dump, and I'll be back.
You guys hungry? I'm going
to go get beers. You guys want nacho? I'm leaving during this turd song.
Weezer is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, Weezer's a great band. Huge band. Beverly Hills, terrible.
One of easily their worst.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack.
Awful. I can do this. I literally could do this for an hour. Oh, number one for me. Aerosmith's Ragdoll. Also, Love in an Elevator. That whole album pretty much was just one big don't do this. Hold on, get to the right here. Like, why are you singing like a 1940s vaudevillian comedian?
Fancy. It's a revolution.
Leave it here. Ragdoll, I live in a movie. Hot tramp, your daddy's little cutie. Bro, that's the band that sang Dream On and Back in the Saddle and like Sweet Emotion. And then they're playing that turd?
Oh.
That's what happens when you get sober sometimes. That's exactly what happened to them. More power to them.
Probably one more.
All right, give me one more and let's get out of here.
I love License to Ill, one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah.
And they have to play this anytime any of them do anything.
Awesome. Brass Monkey, that funky junkie. Brass Monkey,
that funky monkey.
Terrible, dude.
Brass Monkey, junkie.
It's so bad. Monkey. Like, you go from, you know, no sleep till Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, just shredding.
To this.
It actually makes me in a bad mood. This song actually literally, like, it makes me physically ill. We will come right back. We'll do open phones, 833-288-0973. Benjamin Higgins will be on his way in.
Also, I would like an update on how the rest of your day went yesterday,
After
what we talked about.
Oh, in the open yesterday.
Any more bocce bus conversations?
Yeah, basically it comes down to who's going to win this argument.
I would love to hear the update on
there that. There is a winner in the Woods household. We'll tell you who that is and more next. You can call 833-288-0973. Weigh in on anything you want. Let's have some fun today. It's a Friday. We like to do that here on Ben and Woods. And let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danning and her dogs here on 97.3 The Fan.